Blog Talk Radio.
The Redneck. The Redneck. The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Make way for the Redneck Cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not a feminist, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD yet came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK named me official Grand Dragon, cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served some real hard time, and he'll validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you and you and you at the stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS. Still rolling.
And of course, welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's chapter 3, verse 10. And of course, that man, it's an acronym. That's right, it's an acronym, an abbreviation for music, activism, news. You can reach us for those listening online. We appreciate you for doing that. But if you look at that top corner, definitely dial in at 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. We'll put you on just like we're about to put on that 216-288 phone number, that 216-288 phone number. But before we do, I have to give the three disclaimers for this program. And disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. That's the second thing, and I promise I'll listen. I'm not sure how long because this is only an hour-long program, so it's kind of like fast talk around here. Disclaimer number three, press one to talk. But Blog Talk's worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't wish to talk, stay silent and you'll go back on hold. We definitely will pull you back on hold, but we hope that you will talk along with the creator. It's always the people who call in that really make this the major show of what's happening and what's going on. We appreciate everybody who does call in. We have a few things to get into, but what I will take the time to do, I see I Two phone callers. We'll go to that 216-288 first, and then what we'll do is we'll take the time, come back to the other phone caller, see if there's something that's on their mind. Always appreciate phone callers, so let's see what's going on with, of course, that 216-288 phone call, that 216-288. You're on live. How are you doing?
I am doing fine, Mr. Porter, and I'm tuning in because I want to learn something about East Cleveland and annexation plus the merger, and I will be listening for it later.
Okay, then. I'll tell you what. Since you did ask, we will get into that, talk about that possible annexation and merger. I got a chance to definitely hear a few things from the mayor of East Cleveland himself on what he spoke on. So we will take the time to get into that subject as well. So I thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
More than welcome, more than welcome. That's the blessing of being able to do certain things like this, is to definitely listen to people, get their opinions on things, see what they have to say. I'm going to give this a chance to see if the person is just listening or if they have something to say from the 215-207 phone number. Area code 215. Then I'll tell you what, I appreciate you for listening. I thank you very much for that. What we're going to do is definitely get into a particular trap. And, well, before I do that, I give, like, the top 10 artists, number 10 to number 1, who's been making some noise. Play a track, get back here, and let's say give out a little bit of information and speak a little bit about that East Cleveland merger. It was spoke about the past week. So while I get those notes together, I'll say that from 10 all the way back to number 1, top 10 artists, and number 10 was Suave with his song, the GMS Anthem. Number 9, AUG with, of course, the Hip Hop Workshop. Number 8, Connie Son. And, of course, I love that name. When I asked the brother why, of course, he let you know his mom's name is Connie. He's her son. And, of course, he spells his last name S-U-N because he always wants to shine a light on his mom. Number 7, Debonese Bird. Last 2 weeks, I mean, she called in last week. You had, of course, she appeared on Brother Art McCoy's radio show live, voiceofradio.com live, other events. Definitely was a major performer at the Affordable Care Act event that happened the past week. Number 6, Sir Knock. Back on here because of course, his performance at the Affordable Care Act that happened. Black House Sounds, everyday video, doing well on YouTube. Number 4, Serene. Serene had the band that came from Akron, Trinity Commons event, alongside DJ Dollar Rock. It was a real nice event that was held, signing up people on the Affordable Care Act, getting people's input, finding out what was happening. Number 3, HJS Music. Yes, sponsors the Hip Hop Workshop, gives the gift cards, and to definitely show callers. He definitely does sponsor different events. As a matter of fact, he's sponsored a couple of things that's coming up this week. He put money into to make sure that a lot of people can enjoy themselves. I'll get into a couple of those things shortly. Of course, number 2, Ronnie B, 208 Vision, performed at Silver B's event, where Silver B was the man who they brought in to put everything together for the Affordable Care Act event that happened. And, of course, number 1, I have to play that sister, KYYM, Kim, also performed same event. Nice little party get-together that they had. I'm going to go into, of course, a little bit of Rise and Fall. If you listen to the lyrics, it's the brother saying something from HJS Music.
Music. And that's just how it is. We all gonna have our good days, We gonna have them days that's not so great. But you gotta search in your heart, and you gotta find your personal reason to keep going. For real. Drama in my everyday life got me so that I'm looking to take off with no direction to know. I wanna blow, but as an underground artist, I'm good. Plant my feet in the dirt and stay repping the hood. HJS, and I can't tell you how this life's gonna end, but I can draw you out a vision with a pad and a pen. Once again, it's time to put it all on the line, and there's a rhyme and a reason when we talking about mine. I'm trying to climb to the highest plateau, but there's some sections to this movie that I just can't show. Don't wanna tell you that my shit is all peaches and cream, but there's a price to be paid when you're doing your thing. It's not a dream. If you can bang it, you can make it true. But there's some dirt 9 to 5 that you got to do, like pushing through when your arms are sore. There's no victory until there's a war. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I still remember how we used to be. One man, one mission to God. But I'm humble, dog, cause times are hard. I can't spend my days looking back on the past, cause see, this life gets away from you fast, and I'm hoping to last. There's so much to be seen in a world full of color, but it's focused on green. I mean, I can't even walk the scene no more, unless I spend a bill on my jeans or more. It's crazy how I used to get down, but now I try to keep my feet on the ground, cause I'm loving the sound of the youth right now. I know the future gon' rock and hit the proof right now. When there's a million ways to lose your soul, how about some self-control, you feel me? I speak it to the world as a whole, dog, and now I'm getting ready to roll. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I never thought that I would reach the point where I couldn't see light, be surrounded by darkness that's as cold as the night. But see, I'm gifted in my own right, and have to be out on my solo if it ain't right. That's how it is, how it is nowadays, and I doubt it would change. No room for misconception when it comes to this game. I understand it well, from the vision to the art, and the only way to get it is by playing your part from the start. I never thought that I would see a million, but establish a base where I can feed my children. Keep on building as I work it from my home. A nigga grown, so I got to get it on my own. Put my beard in, draw lines in the sand, kick around for a second, then it's back to the plan. Cause man, you can only play the cards that you see, but me, I'ma keep it popping till I'm finally free. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, yeah. I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, you know. I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, as I rise and fall, as I rise.
And of course, you're definitely listening to, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News. And the number here is 646-478-0944. I'm getting ready to go to that number of 216-952. But before I do, I need to give just a little bit of information here and there and let people know, should they choose. You can definitely check us out on Wednesdays. Black on Black Crime Incorporated. We meet on Wednesdays at 14660 Euclid Avenue and Lee Road intersection. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. first floor meeting room. And that happens on Wednesdays. Of course, if you're looking for news, information, and other things, it's always like the shameless plug that I have to let people know about that Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. That's JR period. And it has everything from news, events, other things like that. And, of course, for those seeking other radio programs, there's always that Art McCoy radio show. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m., newsnetcleveland.com, WERE 1490 a.m. And while I'm on the subject of certain things, rest in peace. Lil Chico's father, Brother Aaron, did a lot in the community. Business owner for years, known throughout Cleveland and East Cleveland, even held a hip-hop workshop there. Other events have been held at the center of Miss Didi's place, so rest in peace and prayers go out to Lil Chico's family. And, of course, I would like to send a rest in peace out to, of course, Brother Smooth Gotti, who lost his uncle the past Friday. His uncle died at a young age, so definitely have to send those out. And while I'm doing that, I need to go to that 216 number and see what's going on there. 216-952. Who am I talking to right now?
What's good?
Oh, wow. How you doing?
I'm good, Al. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. You know something? I could, like, get up here and spoil certain things and all of that, but instead of doing it like that, I'm going to ask you what's on your mind and what's upcoming.
Well, this is your homie Stone the Butcher. And
right.
What we got going on Saturday, March 22nd, it's the Cleveland Hip Hop OGs Cabaret at Kansas Square Party Center. It's going to be a big deal for our local scene. We got heavy hitters that's been in the game for a long time performing. The Chosen Few band will be performing with me. And it's going to be a splendid occasion. It's going to be a dope show. Kansas Square Party Center is legendary for having the best cabarets along with some other spots. But near and dear to my heart, Kansas Square Party Center. So we're going to represent it like that. And, you know, just let the people know exactly how this thing's supposed to be done, you know?
I feel you on that. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that you would call and bring that up because I need to ask you real quick, what does it mean to you to, like, have been around for as long as you have been making, like, quality music and making an impact? If you could share that with people, that would mean a lot.
Well, it means a lot to me because, you know, as I always discuss with you, my brother, it's the love that's first. And the love is what makes it count, in my opinion. So just the pure love of the music, the pure love of the craft, the pure love of hip-hop, it all comes to fruition when you actually doing the music and performing. And you can last long when you have that feeling. You know, sometimes that feeling wavers, but you know, you could always come back on it because that's the thing that you love. You know the old saying, when you love something, sometimes you got to let it go. If it come back to you, then it's meant to be. You know, life deal you blows, and, you know, you take hiatuses from the things that you love the most, but it comes back around. It finds you, in my opinion. And That's when you know that, you know, that's what you're supposed to do.
I appreciate that, and a lot of people out there needed to hear that, including myself. So, you know, before I go see what's going on with that 216-396 phone number, if you could tell us one more time what's happening, where it's happening, and all of that, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, I got you. It's the Cleveland Hip Hop OGs Cabaret. It's going down at Kinsman Square Party Center, right on the corner of 93rd and Kinsman on Cleveland's east side. Mom and Pop Hip Hop Productions. Shout out to Mama Slim Jim. On that very card, we will have the spectacular showings of Suave Gotti. We're going to have Rap Media and Kool TLC. We're going to have J. Cool. We're going to have Beta Fake. He's going to be there. We're going to have Riff Rap from our Beat Squad. We're also going to have Mr. Eric Wilson of Scratch Paper Productions. Currently has hits out here with the Dream Committee and Poison Ivy. I'm sure y'all hip to that. And he's a current battle winner. So y'all really need to come and check that out. Also on the card, myself, Stone the Butcher. I'm gonna pull out my bag of tricks, and we got R2. And recently added, we got Miss Indica Spitz, one of the original queens of the Iron Mic. I am proud to say that she is going to be on this card with us, and it's going to be a beautiful event. It's going to be a historic event. I think y'all really need to get y'all tickets for this event. If y'all need any more information on it or you want to know how to get the tickets, 216-952-8005. And you could also hit me up on Facebook. I'm David Simpkins, Stone the Butcher, at Stone the Butcher on Twitter, and I'm also Stone the Butcher on Instagram. And if you get too confused with it, just Google me, Stone the Butcher.
Thank you so much. And if you can hold a line, brother, we got something that will bring back some memories for you. So if you can do that, we'll appreciate it.
No doubt. I just want to mention one thing. DJ Jack the Ripper will be our DJ that night. I'm sure you know who he is. So you already know it's going to be a splendid occasion. Please get your tickets for this.
You did not lie, and we thank you again for the call. Just hold a line. We got something for you that might bring back some memories.
Okay.
All right. Of course, that's what I'm talking about. We give a lot of information here, and before I go bother that 216-396 phone call, I want to let people know also, should they choose, you can use the same phone number, 646-478-0944, for Hood Talk. On Wednesdays, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, national politics broke down on a local level. My man, Emax, and that educational head table. And then, of course, you can use that number of 646-478-0944. Hood Tunes Radio, Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. My man, Emax, the image, deals with music business 101. So those are a couple of things that's going on. Wow. We talked a lot about that other event, and in keeping with, let's get everything going the correct way, I want to know what's going on with that 216-396 phone number. How are you?
What's going on, people? This Big D the Chief. I'm just here spectating, hearing the good news, everybody, see what everybody doing.
And I'll tell you one thing, for you to be spectating, you're always busy supporting people. So if I'm going to at least give you 2 minutes, 1 minute, I would definitely like for you to let people know what it is that you do, and then on the other minute, how can people get in contact with you? Because like I say, man, I have a lot of respect for you.
Well, the feeling is mutual. I definitely appreciate it. And what I do is support. I wear so many hats. That's why my hair is so thin. But I don't put myself in a box. If you need me to do it and I'm good at it, I'm gonna do it for you if I can. But you know, I'm a well-rounded individual. I don't like to brag or nothing like that. But it's not too many things I don't put my hands in, especially regarding music, entertainment overall.
Much respect for you on that. And if people want to know, like, some of the things that you do, how can they contact you?
Well, you can reach me on Facebook, Big D the Chief. You can reach me there anytime. Twitter at BIGDEECEO216. Facebook, that'll be a prime way to get in touch with me. You won't fail that way.
Cool. And I thank you so much for spectating. So what we'll do is go check out this long distance 678 number, and we got a couple of things in store for you that you just might like. So we appreciate you calling in.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you. Hey, we perish for lack of knowledge, so I can definitely thank any and all people who call in. Without further ado, let's see what's going on at this 678-338 number. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. So what's going on with you this evening?
Nothing. I'm just tuning in to hear my nephew talk about some sports.
Oh, okay then. Then that will be coming up shortly, so I promise you, you will definitely want to hang in there for that, because I definitely love hearing about the sports situation and what's going on myself, because he always does an excellent job. So I thank you in advance.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So that's, now, see, I'm enjoying myself right now. As, wow, three more callers to go before that number of 10, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I promised my man earlier I would get into something, so I made two promises. I plan on keeping them. What I'll do is come back and deal with something that happened in East Cleveland politics. But first, one of the artists that's been out there and will be at Mom and Pop Hip Hop, of course, kicking it with Cleveland's Hip Hop OG style. Oh, man, been doing this for a long time. A GMS anthem by, of course, Brother Suave.
But I can still open up your mind like vagina. Rush like Ernest Biner, clock green like Lima. Bean on the scene is the lyrical rap designer. Yes, it's the S-U-A, Buddha bless you say. Those who oppose are laid to rest, you may. Remember me, old school, making fucking songs. Back when your mama was playing Donkey Kong, I used to chase heifers, but no nasty girl could put their hands on my classic curl. Now who's the man to represent C-Town? I let them know everywhere I put my feet.
Must I be like that? And if you kick it in the clubs and hang out with thugs, then throw your hands up high. Cause the GMS Monthly Ghetto Mind State is the only magazine I buy.
Yeah, what's up? Oh yeah, you trying to hook up with the GMS advertisement? Yeah, but look at here, you start out as low as $15, you know what I'm saying? If you're looking for like a full page, we can work something out. You trying to get some color with that? Word.
And of course, welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music, Activism, and News. Before I get to that 786-488 phone number, I would definitely like to let people know that should they choose, looking across the way, Sundays, 91.1 FM, that's like WRUW.org, 8 to 10 p.m. That is, of course, 8 to 10 p.m. You can definitely feel free to catch the show called On the One. On the One has like jazz music, funk, rear grooves, a lot of the things that you won't hear a lot of other places. So I want to point people's attention to that. I also want to point out one other thing before I go to the phone line, and that if you choose to type in Blog Talk Radio and just type in Bored and Restless Radio, feel free to mention us. They have a lot of different programs from talk radio to poetry to you name it. Always been a nice supporter. So with that being said, before we do anything else, I'm going to go to that 786 phone number and see what's on their their mind this evening. It's an area code of 786-488. And, of course, I just want to say thank you to everybody who chooses to tune in, because it's definitely a blessing to have you all do that week in and week out, and it's definitely a blessing to be here. So with that being said, what's on your mind this fine evening?
Good evening, everyone. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice, and here's your weekly sports report, The Pulse. In the NBA, Kyrie Irving has been knocked out by an injury again, and it's really painful for the playoff hopeful Cleveland Cavaliers. Kyrie Irving will miss at least 2 weeks with a strained tendon in his left biceps. This is pretty much a knockout blow to the Cleveland Cavaliers and their season in general. With a month left on the schedule, he will miss at least 8 out of the 15 games. So where we stand as the Cleveland Cavaliers are concerned is 4.5 games out of the playoff, and we must win at least 11 out of these last 15 games coming up. Now in the NFL, there is some good news about the Cleveland Browns of late, especially when we sign Carlos Dansby, Ben Tate, Andrew Hawkins, and Cleveland's own Dante Whitman. All these players are great players, and they will add leadership, and they will add a winning attitude back to Cleveland. Also, the NFL draft is coming up soon, and we need an elite player to bring us over the top. And I believe that elite player will be wide receiver Sammy Watkins out of Clemson. He is a great pick for the Browns, and I believe he's the only four-star player. Any quarterback would love to be complimented with Pro Bowler Josh Gordon and Sammy Watkins. Now, today's news and today's history in sports. In 1998, the United States beat Canada 3-1 to win the first gold medal for women's hockey. In 2005, several Major League Baseball players spoke out about steroid use with the House Government Reform Committee. Those players were Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco, Sammy Sosa, and Rafael Palmeiro were the players that participated. The meeting lasted 11 hours. This has been your weekly sports report, The Pulse. Now back to Al Porter, the man in the street.
Hey, I wanted to, number one, thank you very much for another in-depth sports report, as well as say that it's real nice. I have people out there who actually look forward to the sports report. As a matter of fact, it was nice to have somebody call in and actually say they were waiting for it. So I appreciate it. And I just want to know from you personally, NCAA You know they have, of course, March Madness beginning. Any thoughts on that?
As far as who's going to win?
Or at least a team that you really feel that people should watch out for.
Well, you have Wichita State and you have Arizona. Those are, I believe those two teams are the teams to watch out for because they Wichita State usually gets overlooked, but like last year they beat Ohio State, and Ohio State was way better than this year's Ohio State. So, I mean, would you have Wichita State? You have Arizona with Aaron Gordon and those boys.
Okay.
You know, so those are, I believe, are the teams to watch for.
Thank you so much as usual. I appreciate what you do.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. It's a blessing. What I plan on doing, since he called in like that, I'm going to send out a very nice track from a lady by the name of KYYM. She's got a nice little spiritual track that landed her in the number one position this week. But before I go to her, I plan on checking out this, of course, phone caller who called in from 67834. It's the area code of 678-334. Anything you'd like to say this evening?
Well, I just kind of called in to listen to that sports commentary, so I really enjoyed that tonight.
Ah, thank you so much. And that does mean a lot because, as you already know, that brother puts in a lot of work and even causes me to think about some things. And I'm like one of those who listens to sports and read about it, but he always brings a different outlook, so that's greatly appreciated. Thank you.
And, you know, one of the things that I do enjoy is that he's a young man, you know, and for him to have that, you know, spirit in him, that's a wonderful thing.
That's beautiful. As a matter of fact, you happen to be our 10th phone caller this evening. And by that being said, that at our next Hip Hop workshop that will be held at Cleveland State, we will make sure that on April the 12th, we will continue to keep you abreast of what's going on, but we plan on being at Cleveland State Large Room 136, main classroom building. That exact address is 1899 Euclid Avenue. And we start at 2 p.m., 2 to 6 p.m. You're entitled to a $10 gift card, courtesy of HJS Music, who's one of our sponsors. So we thank you very much. And if you're whole alive, we definitely have a nice track coming out for you as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you as well. And the one thing that I want to do before I even play that track is if you give me just about 2 to 2.5 minutes of your time, I can at least make good on what I gave to a caller who called in. And I want to bring up that March the 8th is when Mayor Gary Norton gave the State of East Cleveland address. With a fiscal emergency, merger, and annexation. So there we go. We have fiscal emergency, a merger and annexation talks, police layoffs, a nasty mayoral and city council elections. Why is it no major media besides Scene Magazine, Art McCoy Radio, and Man in the Street was going to really cover it? Maybe the rest of the media knows BS when they hear it. In his State of EC address, Mayor Norton spoke proudly of selling property of, and this is very important, $6,550 at Woodlawn and another piece of property for $125,000 on Noble Road. The mayor also touted the fact that the Boys and Girls Club would bring hundreds of thousands, at least a quarter mil, in programs for youth at the MLK Civic Center. Now, they may be bringing in programs, which is applauded and needed, because you always need something to stop crime, and prevention is the main thing. But the money isn't going into the city's budget. Also, there are plans to build a $15 million Salvation Army in East Cleveland, thanks to Pepper Pike, especially the Pepper Pike mayor. This is very important and needed.
But again, the money will go to build and maintain the facility, but not into the East Cleveland budget, which I'll get to shortly. Now, MyCom is set to donate $250,000 alongside Coca-Cola for computers and other investments. That's beautiful, because Mayor Norton also said there'll be no annex or merger to Cleveland. But here's what the rest of the media must have realized. And if they had shared it with me, I might not have been there exactly myself. That fact is that the mayor cannot exactly count, because State Auditor David Yost placed the city of East Cleveland in fiscal emergency, where reports have said that they are $15 million in the hole. And if you listen to the money report I gave earlier, that's not enough money to get them out. Now, Mayor Norton did point out that Channel 19 happily reported that East Cleveland laid off two police officers, but Mayor Norton revealed that they almost would have had to lay off 10 officers. The difference between those two, the number is, if Chief Ralph Spots retired, East Cleveland could lay off only two. Now, if he hadn't retired, which he did, and they hired a police chief at the fraction of his salary, then they would have had to lay off 10 officers. So that's what happened. So in other words, Chief Spot's salary was equivalent to 8 police officers. That's a very interesting high number right there. And a side note for those who take Mayor Norton's word at face value on no EC annex or merger, check the news for 2010. Print ads and TV coverage where Mayor Norton said that he wouldn't accept anything from Cleveland Clinic less than their leaving Huron Hospital open, threatening legal action. But when Cleveland Councilman, of course, Kevin Conwell, agreed and prepared to do a joint Cleveland-East Cleveland City lawsuit, Mayor Norton took a quick settlement that closed the only East Side Trauma Center. So those are just some things that we need to watch out on when it comes to holding people, quote-unquote, accountable. I'm going to send this next track out to a lot of the people who listen in. This is, of course, Sister KYYM, Kim Julius Hammond. Al Porter, Missing in the Street. What you gonna do?
For you. Let me be the one to mess up. I'll bet you won't like it. first one to give up and say I quit.
What you gonna do?
Well, you know something, I'm going to get into this next story, send it out to, of course, people who support, like, of course, Big D the Chief, also to the young people such as Brother Christian who gives the sports report. This is very interesting right here because there's nothing like St. Patrick's Day in Cleveland. And you're probably going to ask yourself, what does that have to do with Collinwood? I'm going to get to that in just a moment. See, there's nothing like St. Patrick's Day in Cleveland. And to open up your eyes to things that you just wouldn't expect to see. Now, Issue 107, which was the $15 million tax levy that was supposed to cure all ills in our school system, hasn't done everything it was supposed to do. But I'll deal with that in the next few weeks. Anyway, one of the things that Cleveland Municipal School District could do is look out for is definitely our children's health and presentation, especially if they are representing our name in a citywide event like the 147th annual St. Patty's Day Parade that had 500,000, that's 500,000 people, in which many came from surrounding suburbs and townships. Now, let me set the scene by saying this was held downtown by the lake. So even though it was like maybe 34 to 36 degrees, the wind chill felt like single digits. Now the parade line up, the parade lineup was around 11 a.m. and kicked off at 1 p.m., meaning the parade must have ended around 3 p.m. Now St. Ed's, Walsh Jesuit, Holy Name, St. Martin, St. Vincent, St. Martin schools, and, you know, the St. Vincent, St. Martin School, and other bands were dressed for the occasion. Some of the cheerleaders were in jogging pants and some were in colored hosiery, but they all had warm jackets as well as, like, gloves in many cases. In other words, they were definitely dressed for the elements by having extra layers of clothing on top of their uniforms. Now, my problem, remember, I'm a Clevelander, so I tend to look at things very basically from that standpoint. I just wanted to throw that out there. Is that my only representative from the Cleveland public schools had me shivering. Collinwood was representing our public schools. Some of the cheerleaders were, of course, in spandex and clear hosiery, depending on where they were lined up, what part. But they, and this is what's very interesting, they were towards the very end. So compared to the other schools I mentioned, as well as a few others I didn't mention, it was a shame to watch such a fine band and cheerleaders improperly shielded from the elements. There were no extra large jackets to shield them from the weather. I did notice that one person was well-dressed in a heavy, like, layered jogging suit, which would have meant a lot more if she were not an adult leader.
Now, then again, with the tax money in issue 107, not easing up classroom size as promised, saving teachers' jobs as promised, and not bringing up test scores as promised, with no accountability, then this travesty at today's parade showed the city the truth about issue 107 not being for the children on a whole. And for all those who doubt what I'm saying, reach out to any of the band members, cheerleaders, or any parent from Collinwood about today's fiasco. Ask them, and then start to hold some of our own people accountable on certain things like that. Like I said, I'm not going to just do a haphazard report. I'll definitely have to get into that whole thing about issue 107 and where I stood on that issue a couple of years ago, even bringing back some of the history, because a lot of times you can say a lot of things, but if you don't have that history to back you up, then it's just words, and you have to have that out there. That's why I could mention certain things like a Big Stone or Big D the Chief or what have you, because they show their history all the time about what it is they're doing, and I have to salute and respect that. So on that note, I just want to let people know real quick before I play a track and get into a couple other things that, of course, should you choose. SOTC Radio tonight, 1 a.m., that's 89.3 FM, WCSB.org, and also 216 Radio, that's Saturday at midnight from 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. They deal with a lot of regional artists, underground artists, and hip-hop. So with that being said, give me about maybe 2 minutes. I'll be right back after playing something from my man, AUG.
Yeah, always underground game. I love busting freestyles when the beat is hitting, but this ain't no freestyle, so my rhyme is written. It ain't no controversy on the rhyme that I'm spitting. It ain't no royalties on the money that I'm getting. You know it's hip-hop when you got dollar rocks. Swive in the spirit, I give y'all mad props. Hip-hop workshop, keep it in your area. We got that new stuff, take it through the burial ground, because we representing the underground. Local hip-hop in the 216 clown. Giving shots to the sheriff, he's my main promoter. My dog kept it real at the bottom of mine. His name is El Porter, bulletproof. Just like my dog, his name is Swive. Call on DJ Dollar Rock to rock the party. Always underground game, that's my main acclaim of fame. Hip-hop workshop, always on the main. Yeah, what's up, this is AUG, always underground game. Check out the new CD coming out. Underground Lovers of Game coming very soon. Yo, yo, yo. Much love to my dog, Jerry. United North, my God. DJ Dollar Rock, spinning it up. Yeah. Hip Hop Workshop, Volume 1, Mixed CD. Freestyle. Yeah.
And, of course, like I say, that one really burned me up a little bit about the parade earlier, but I'm going to get my mind off of that. Well, when we deal with issue 107 and certain things we can do now, I will be bringing a few solutions. As a matter of fact, before we leave out of here real quick, I want to mention that hip-hop workshop that was held on Saturday, March the 1st. There's so many phone calls and certain things that have come up the past few weeks. I didn't get a chance to mention that it turned out excellent when we had the band from Akron, Serene, come through it. Emmanuel and Ingrid, I want to thank the Wichert family. They came through. MBIA, that family, their son is suffering from a rare disease, so it was a blessing that they came to at least enjoy the band. Mom and Pop Hip Hop were there. Ants as well, America's Next Top Spinner. It was beautiful because along with that, of course, with Tammy Ward, the whole 1008 family, and to see Big Stone, the Butcher, Tone Capone, MC Derek, King AK, the Suave Gotti doing freestyles alongside Dollar Rock's music. That was a beautiful thing in itself. Of course, you can count on Silver B being there. And I was definitely surprised to receive the 1008 Vision 2014 Ohio Hip Hop Humanitarian Award. That shocked me. But I did want to get out there and just put out there, if I could, real quick, that one of the statements that I made there, I really believe, and that is if Waka, Gucci, Vanilla Ice, Mike Jones can sell in our area, I know so-and-so well that we can sell in our own area. Excellent music, and you have to have excellent sense of business, and there's no stopping you. I also want to say that Monolithic Zenith Entertainment honored K-Tags for representing an excellent example at the Hip Hop Workshop. They gave that award to him because he had radio and street edits, free handouts, a professional look, handouts for DJs, traveled outside the area, and did a couple of things as well. Even when Silver B asked to do a track about Obama, the president, Barack Obama, hey, he did that, and of course, then he turned out something called Jockbox Radio. So Tay Tags has done some major things. Also want to definitely say one more time, I appreciate the phone call that came in earlier, that Mom and Pop Hip Hop Productions Promotions they present Kicking It with Cleveland's Hip Hop OG Style, featuring rap median Cool TLC, Beat Effect, Al Porter, Suave Gotti, Stone the Butcher, Eric Wilson, Riff Raff, J. Cool, Osage the Wildebeest, and now Miss Indica Spitz, a 7 on that one, and the Chosen Few Band and DJ Jack the Ripper this Saturday, March the 22nd, 2014, at the Kensington Square Party Center at 3224 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio. Tickets are definitely 12. Fun, food, music, history. Tickets are 12 in advance, 15 at the door. Now this coming Thursday, feel free to come join me live as we have, of course, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show will be held at the Agora. Live at the Agora, 5000 Euclid Avenue, there's parking in back. At, the, of course, the Prospect entrance will be at the restaurant down there. Definitely I will be debuting. So it'll be a debut party for the Hip Hop Workshop Soundtrack Volume 1. That's right, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, voiceofradio.com this Thursday. I will have petitions. That way, those petitions, please, Hip Hop, get involved so that we'll be able to speak at city council meetings. That's the one thing about Cleveland that you may not know. You can't speak at city council meetings. And just think, if you had that kind of power, you could go down there and at least speak on issues of 137 shots on a Monday evening. The syntax, not going into our communities, everything else and different other items and agendas, please come through, sign a petition, get involved. We'll deal with all of that. I look forward to seeing you there. And I'm sending this last track, and again, that's this coming Thursday. Feel free to go to a restaurant. Come join me for that because we do need you to be involved. So this last track, hey, this is from my man Emax the Image. You'll love this song because this coming Saturday, I'm looking forward to at least, hey, they might show up on Thursday, dancing with some ladies who have big legs. See you all next week. Emax the Image, great R&B singer. This track right here, it says it all. Peace.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. Be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have blood, a little light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care, cause she's in my world. Why don't you get mad? Cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play. Looking at you, baby, from your head to your face. I like you. This is what
I'ma get you. Girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well,
yeah.
In the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend.
Girlfriend, girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club. Light skin, she can get it, she can have big legs.